social turmoil that's happening all over the place. All the outbreaks of violence and all the craziness that happens and that makes this a Saha place. The financial struggles, the educational struggles, the occupational struggles. It just keeps going in the same vicious cycle because that's what samsara is. And so we think, well, we need to be doing something. We need to go out and we need to protest, or we need to join some kind of a group, or we need to do something crazy. Flood the polls, whatever it is that we scheme or think that somehow is going to impact the makeup of this world. And we do those kinds of things, and sometimes it appears something's working, and other times it just seems like the system just shuts you down. You can't be heard. And you just continue in this constant cycle. You give up reading newspapers, you give up listening to news because of all of the problems that are out there. Or maybe it fuels you to do that even more, and you become radical. Polarized, they're calling it now. Which obviously doesn't help anything either, because now you're full of hatred for the other team, and the other team hates you, and blah, blah, blah. So in Dharma, of course it's very cliché. That's the whole point of religion, is it's cliché. Everybody makes, you know, yeah, look at them trying to be so holy. Well, yes, we are, actually. We are attempting to be holy. And we're faking it until we actually are holy. Because there is no other real solution. So, you've disrupted your daily routine of whatever that might be. You've made a great sacrifice to come out to service because you could be washing your car, painting your house, petting your dog, watching movies, or I don't know, whatever it is that you're going to do. Oil up the new snowblower. Tune up the tractor so you can plow your driveway or whatever it might be. But instead, you put all this stuff aside to come to service. So for service, you just recited the four immeasurables. I'm just going to sit here and drone this, the four immeasurables music here. I don't know if you guys can hear it over the web or not, but what I want you to do is spend a few moments just looking over each of these lines yourself. Just quietly look at these lines and think of the entire world today and the situation that everyone is in. Think of all of those stories, all the craziness that's going on out there. And if you could at all break out that little genie lamp and rub it so the woman comes out for you to do your, you watched I Dream of Genie, But so the genie pops out and says, okay, I'll give you your wishes for polishing up my lamp or bottle or whatever it is that she lives in. And you look at these verses and think, wouldn't it be great just for one day if everything could have this? And this is what your practice is actually about. Your practice is that you yourself become a reflection, a brief taste, a glimpse into these four immeasurables for every person you run into. May you be the cause of these things to arise for another, regardless of the team that they're on, regardless of their political views, which are actually meaningless in the grand scheme of everything. It doesn't matter. They're all trying to get these four things. So if you could just be, for the moment, the cause, the glimpse, the taste of these four things for another soul. So look at those verses and just think about that for a moment. Really wish that on others. May all living beings everywhere have happiness in its causes. May they be free from suffering in its causes. May they continuously dwell in deep joy that transcends all sorrow and pain. May they be free from the pangs of attachment and aversion. Look around and you should recite this prayer. And you should not do it from the perspective that, oh, look at how terrible they are, I'm so much better than them. No, you should do it with the thought in your mind stream that I am intimately aware of that same suffering. Maybe I didn't act like they did in the exact way, but I had my own crazy actions. I had my own foolish ways of trying to attain the peace and harmony within myself, and lacking wisdom and insight and the skill to be able to actually bring that to fruition within myself, I've turned to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and to become a devotee of a great teacher in order to learn how to do this for myself. And maybe these people aren't fortunate enough to have those teachers yet. But I know, deep down, they're just trying to find that same happiness. And so I pray that all of these sentient beings have this separation from suffering, and this attainment of this liberation and joy. And I myself am in that same camp. So when I say may all sentient beings, I include myself in this. May the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and all the divine ones come and bless all of us stuck in this samsaric world and liberate us from the pangs of attachment and aversion. If you do this kind of prayer and you have this kind of thinking and you take refuge on a daily basis, you fulfill the entire purpose of the Dharma. I will guarantee your enlightenment. The Buddha will guarantee your enlightenment, because this is non-violence at its heart. This is non-hatred at the heart. And without violence and hatred, you have joy and happiness. Summed up in just these four lines in the refuge prayer before it is the entirety of Buddhist practice. There's nothing else needed. You don't need fancy hats and robes, or teachers with big fancy names and titles, or some kind of lineages where you're in a club that gives you a special patch. All you need is to take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. Apply this prayer everywhere, at every moment, even in your dream state, even in your awake state, no matter what you're doing in the awake state, whether it's holy or unholy, try to bring awareness to this thought. And you are, in fact, a devotee of the Buddha, and you will accomplish the path. Teachers are great because they can help guide you and give you more wisdom and insight on how to train yourself even more, but this is the heart. And as we've been studying in this sutra over the last couple weeks, lineage has nothing to do with it. There's no lineage, no teacher, no organization, no name, no place, no race, no creed, no ethic, no anything greater than another in the entirety of Buddha's own devotees. They are all entirely equal, trying to accomplish this small, small thing of taking refuge and becoming nonviolent and having no hatred. Enjoying the presence of the brothers and sisters, no matter the lineage, no matter the tradition, and walking the path to become examples of this. That's all it is. If anyone tells you anything different, you can tell them that is not the Dharma, and you can quote me because I will take all the hatred because I'm fine with that. Trust me, I have enough room to take on all of that. And you just keep doing what I've told you. And if they say, oh, that's not authentic, just smile and say, okay, my teacher's not authentic. And that's okay, because he's fine with that. And you will run across those that are much more realized, and they will say, wow, that's fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing. And that person is your Dharma brother and sister. Or that person's Bodhisattva in hiding. Or that's a Buddha who's pretending not to be. I'm sure all of you have seen Star Wars, especially the Empire Strikes Back, when Luke goes and he finds Yoda, and the first times he finds them, Yoda's this crazy little, this weird thing. And then it's not until later that he reveals his profound wisdom of being this Jedi Master. Well, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are the exact same thing. They wander around acting completely crazy. And then if you maintain your awareness, and you maintain your refuge, and you maintain your four immeasurable prayer that you just are studying right now, you'll recognize them and they'll reveal themselves. And that's what'll happen. And then in your lifetime, you will see an actual master. You will perceive a Buddha in the flesh. You will perceive a great Bodhisattva in actuality. They're all around. They're just waiting to see your devotion to this refuge and the principle of four immeasurables. And let's go into our offerings. Do we have an incense today?
Yes, we do. We don't have anyone on the gong, though.
That's fine. We have that.
Okay.
with a heart full of gratitude.